So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught ve'elu dvarim she'ein nishbo'in alein, havodim, v'ashtoris, v'akakois, v'akdeshois, and ein lehen tashlumi keifa v'loi tashlum abar v'chamisha. And the Gemara in the previous daf explained that this is derived from a klal uprat klal. And the Mishnah continues, havodim, v'ashtoris, v'akakois, v'akdeshois, she'mechinim ein nishba, she'mesocher ein mishalim. If a voluntary or paid gardener was entrusted with any of these four items and it was stolen, the she'mechinim is not obligated to swear and the she'mesocher is not obligated to pay. The Gemara proceeds to explain that these halachas are also derived from a klal uprat uklal. The pasuk of Shemachinim states, "Ki idin ish el rieyu kesav bekelim lishmar." Ki idin ish el rieyu is a klal. Then kesav bekelim a prat, and then lishmar a second klal. Klal prat a klal iyat adon ela kein a prat. And the pasuk of Shemachsacher states, "Ki idin ish el rieyu chamoy oishoy oiseh b'chol behema lishmar." Ki idin ish el rieyu is a klal. Then chamoy oishoy oiseh a prat. And then v'chol behema lishmar a second klal, klal prat a klal yat adon elakein a prat. Therefore, ma prat davar metaltel v'gufei mamon av kol davar metaltel v'gufei mamon. The chiv applies only to movable objects which also have inherent value. Yatzur karkois shei metaltlin. This excludes land which is not movable, and avodim shehukshu l'karkois, servants who are compared to land, and shtarish av abishem metaltlin and gufei mamon loan documents because they have no inherent value. Regarding Hekdesh, both are exempt because Amakra Rehu, Rehu Belishal Hekdesh. The Mishnah continues, Remeir Omer Yesh Dvarim Shein Kekarka, Ve'einen Kekarka, Ve'ein Chacham Moedin Loi. Remeir holds that there are some items that although they are attached to the Karka, they are not considered Karka, and therefore one is Chai B'Shvuas Moedin B'Mixes for them, while the Chacham hold that these items are considered Karka, and one is Patim B'Shvuas for them. As in the case of Esra Gefandim Tu'unis Mesartilach, V'Hala Omer Einen Elo Chamesh. The Malva claims that I loaned you 10 grapevines laden with grapes, while the Leiv admits to only 5 and denies the other 5, and as the Gemara explains, Banavim Oimdis Lihibatzer, the grapes were ripe and ready to be harvested. Remeir holds that the Leiv is Chayiv Shvua because Kibitzur is Damyan, the grapes are considered Metatlin as if they are already harvested because they do not require the ground anymore, while the Chacham hold that the Leiv is Patim Shvua because like Kibitzur is Damyan, the grapes are considered Karka and are not considered harvested so long as they are attached to the ground. The Mishnah continues, "Ein nishbon el adav shebemida, shebemishkol, shebeminyan." As Rav explains, "La'olam ein chayiv ait shetinenu b'dav shebemida, shebemishkol, shebeminyan." The yoydelay b'dav shebemida, shebemishkol, shebeminyan. One is only liable for a shvua made of mixes of both. The Malva's claim and the Leiv's admission is for a set amount in either its volume, weight, or number. But if either the taina or haidah had no set amount, then there is no chayiv shvua. As in the case of Bayis Moli Mesartilach, Bekis Moli Mesartilach, Vahaloimer in the Adea, Elamasha Nachta Atanaitel Potter. The Malva claims that I loaned you a house or a pouch filled with produce, and the Leiva claims that you're now taking back all that you gave me. The Leiva is Potmishbu because the Taina and Haida have no set amount. However, Zeoimer Ad Haziz, Vizeoimer Ad Achaloin Chayef. If the Malva claims the produce was filled till a certain rod, while the Leiva claims the produce was less only till the window, the Leiva is Chayiv B'Shvu because both the Taina and Haida are for a set amount. The Gemara proceeds with the following braisa. Menayra gedei liyesh lebiyatcha, en lecha biyade ele menayra ketana, pater. If the Malva claims a large candelabra, while the Leiva admits to only a small candelabra, he's pater mishvu because as Rashi explains, masha tanu loy haidu loy. Where the claim is for one thing, a large menayra, and he admits to another thing, a small menayra, it is not considered mayda mixas ataina. However, menayr bas eser litrin yesh lebiyatcha, ein lecha biyade ele bas chamesh litrin chayef. If the Malva claims a menayr that weighs 10 litra, while the Leiv admits to a menayr that weighs only 5 litra, he's chayef b'shvua, as the Gemara explains, hel v'yochel l'geiru l'amida al chamesh litrin, because since a menayr of 10 litra can be shaved down to 5 litra, ha-hayda mimin ha-taina. Both the taina and hayda are for the same thing, and the claims are specific. Zok the Mishnah. If a person lent someone money and took from him an item as collateral and it was then lost, the Malva claims, shekel ha-yeshava. The loan was for a seller, 4 dinarim, and the mashkin was only worth a shekel, 2 dinarim. Therefore, you still owe me 2 dinarim. While the Leiva claims, the mashkin was worth a seller, the full amount of the loan, and I owe you nothing. Pater, the Leiva is not obligated to make a shvua of kama ha-yeshava, how much the item was worth, because he's a kaifer ha-kol, he's denying the entire claim. However, sela hilvisicha lov shekel ha-yeshava, v'hala oimer lo'kiel is sela hilvisani lov shleisha dinarim ha-yeshava. However, if the Leiva responds that the mashkin was worth 3 dinarim, which is less than the loan amount of 4 dinarim, and I still owe you 1 dinar, Chayev, the Lev is obligated to make a shvua of kama hayishava, how much the item is worth, because he's a meidim miktis, he's admitting to part of the claim. Similarly, if the Lev claims selah hilvi sani lov, v'shtayim hayishava, the loan was for a selah, and the mashkim is worth two selah, therefore you, the malva, owe me one selah, while the malva claims loy, ki ala selah hilvi sani lov, selah hayishava. The mashkin was worth one selah, the amount of the loan, and I owe you nothing. Pater, the malva is not obligated to make a shvua because he's a kayif akol. However, selah hilvi sani lov v'shtayim hayishava, v'halo imer loy ki ala selah hilvi sicha lov, v'chamisha dinarm hayishava chayif. However, if the malva responds that the mashkin was worth five dinar, which is more than the loan amount of one selah for dinar, and I still owe you one dinar, chayiv, the malva is obligated to make a shvua of kama yeshava because he is meida b'miktzas. The Mishnah concludes a mi nishba, mi shapakadin etzloi, shemi yeshava zeh v'yetze halos habakadin. The Gemara explains that this refers to seifa derasha, the case of selah v'sichalov, shekel hayeshava, v'hala oimer loy kela selah v'sanilov, shlesha dinarm hayeshava, chayiv. And the Gemara offers two approaches. Mi nishba, mi shahapakotin etzloi. Only the malva who had the item in his possession makes the shvua of kama hayashava. And although shvua gabi loiva hi shaklur abundant, mi loiva vishadua malva. In this case, the shvua obligation was on the loiva who was made to be miktzis. However, the chacham transferred the shvua obligation from the loiva to the malva because shemi yeshava zeh v'yitzhalo sepakotin. If the loiva was to make the shvua, there is a concern that the malva who had the item might bring forth the item and prove the loiva wrong. Or the leiva who is meidim miktzis makes the shvu of kama hayishava, and the Mishnah teaches min nishba tchila misha b'kod netzli. The Chum initiated that the malva first make a shvu that she ain't a b'shusay, the item is not in his possession, and afterward the leiva makes the shvu of kama hayishava because shemi yeshava zeh the yitzal loss b'kod. If the leiva was to swear first, the malva might then bring forth the item and prove the leiva wrong.